Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Live on air, presented by Ger Sweeney.
Good evening and welcome to Monday's Live on Air. Well, it's the only Live on Air on the week, so it's Monday afternoon, Monday evening. Nice to have your company. Isn't it lovely to have Dave back? Young Dave Hodgson back in the hot seat with the Daily. Dahi, I suppose, is the Irish name for David, so Dahi Og, young Dave. Anyway, Dave, thank you very much indeed and welcome back. Really enjoy the last 2 hours and safe journey home as you do battle on the A7. Well, on we go. And this week's Live on Air, I hope you're going to enjoy the programme. Now, I know that there is a lot of hardship because of the COVID-19 restrictions, and a lot of business people in particular are struggling and trying to find the way forward. They've had to amend their business plan for 2020 more than once. And I thought it would be an ideal opportunity to take a listen to a lady who has done exactly the same thing. She has been in business for about 16 years or thereabouts. She's got a fantastic business going. And there's a particular reason why I wanted to play this particular interview. And you will hear that very shortly. The lady's name is Anya Gleeson. Her company name is wowwe.ie. And you'll hear more from her later in the programme. We have our famous Irish birthdays. There'll be a number one song. In fact, the number one song in Ireland on this very day back in 1964, you will hear on the programme. I've got some news from home and I've got some news from Talk Radio Europe as well. All of that and a whole lot more between now and 7 o'clock. Stay with me, please, if you can. As always, if you would like to get in contact with the programme, we're back to just the one email address. It's ger@tre.radio. Simple as that. Will we start with the famous Irish birthdays? I think we should. And by the way, thanks very much to people who got in touch, who were listening to The Daily and indeed to GS, not GB, not GQ last Friday. And if you don't know what that last part was all about, well, I'll tell you again another time, all right? Let's have a look, so, at people, famous Irish people celebrating birthdays this coming week, and some of the names you will know. Today, the 2nd of November, it is so hard to believe that we're in November, even though we didn't get to do a whole lot this year. The year still has flown, and here we are, 2nd of November. A great singer and a great entertainer and a gentleman, unfortunately no longer with us. Sonny Knowles was born in Dublin in 1932 on this very day, so you'd imagine there will be something on the programme from Sonny Knowles. Tomorrow, the 3rd of November, back in 1952, a fellow by the name of Tony Clarkin was born, a stage, TV, radio and voice actor, born in Limerick on that day. Conor Cruise O'Brien, writer, born in Dublin in 1917. Albert Reynolds, our former Taoiseach, and indeed a businessman before that, and a very astute businessman as well, born in Rooski in County Roscommon in 1932. Albert Reynolds no longer with us either. Dylan Moran, the actor and comedian, born in Navan in 1971, and a lady by the name of Mary Byrne from Ballyfermot in Dublin. She was born on that day in 1959. Mary was working in Tesco, as far as I recall, and went on one of these X Factor things here in Ireland and won. What a beautiful voice she has. And hopefully before the programme is out, we'll give you a chance to listen to Mary Byrne. Wednesday is the 4th of November. Harry Ferguson, engineer and inventor. He was the pioneer of the modern tractor. He was born in Hillsborough in County Down in 1884. And Hal Roach, the comedian, was born in Waterford in 1927. Next Thursday is the 5th, and Gráinne Seoga, a TV presenter. She was a newscaster as well. Born in Spiddle, or on Spidale in County Galway. 1973 is when she was born. Eilish O'Carroll, the actor, was born in Dublin in 1951. Who might she be? Do you watch Mrs. Brown's Boys? Well, she is Winnie She's Brendan O'Carroll's sister, Eilish O'Carroll. Anyway, happy birthday to her this week. Lorraine Farrell, a children's author. She was born in 1958 on that day. Next Friday is the 6th, and Johnny Giles, footballer and pundit, born in Dublin in 1940. Frank Carson, the comedian, born in Belfast in 1926. Siobhan McCarthy, the actor. She played Roisin in Bad Girls, one of the big roles that she had in her time. She was born in Dublin in 1957. And country singer Paddy O'Brien was born in 1950. Into the weekend we go, and Saturday is the 7th. Neil Hannon, musician, singer, songwriter, lead of the Divine Comedy, born in 1970. And Liam O'Mainley, singer, songwriter, musician, best known for his work with the Hothouse Flowers, born in Dublin in 1964. And next Sunday, finally, is the 8th of November. Bram Stoker, the novelist and the author of Dracula, born in Dublin, 1847. And Charles Mitchell, newscaster and actor, born in 1920. That's it. A very quick look at some of the famous Irish birthdays coming our way this coming week. And for those gone ahead, I think we'll start with the Divine Comedy. Here's a song that's called To the Rescue, and it's a live version, so enjoy this.
So many heartbreaks, so little time, too many tragedies, too many crimes. Put on your body armor, prepare your alibi, 'cause there is no one else gonna put it right. Down the streets and alleyways, past the Chinese takeaways, through the wind and driving rain, to the rescue, to the rescue. When the world won't understand, governments got other plans, take the law into your hands, to the rescue. Got a vigilante sleeping in my bed, I looked for Marilyn, I got Jay instead, yes I did. But I'll march behind you wherever you may go. And I'm more proud of you than you can ever know. To the rescue, through the snow and freezing rain, down deserted country lanes, round the world and back again. When nobody else will.
That's a song that's called To the Rescue, and it comes from The Divine Comedy. We play that because next weekend Neil Hannon will be celebrating his birthday, so we wish him a very happy birthday in advance. Now, some news for you. Some TRE, Talk Radio Europe news. Firstly, can I tell you about this particular programme? I've told you over the last number of weeks, but I'm telling you again, and we will tell you more often as the weeks close in. As and from the 6th of January 2021, Live on Era will be moving from where we've been on Monday evening for the past 3 years to Wednesday evening. So you can join us Wednesday evening, hopefully between 6 and 7, Live on Era, making the move. And as I said, the very first time that that will happen will be the 6th of January. So there is plenty of time for you to adjust to that one. Something else that's happening in January, I'll give you a clue. It begins with the letter B. That's right. And the countdown to the B word, Brexit, is well and truly on. I suppose many people could say that it's been well and truly on for years. But as we're getting close to the end of the transition period, every Monday between 12 and 1 on Europe Today, Stephen Ritson is going to be giving us the latest news and analysis of the future of EU-UK relations as we are indeed heading towards the end of the transition period. There will be expert guests on the programme. Your questions will be answered. That's Countdown to Brexit every Monday between 12 and 1 here on Talk Radio Europe during Europe Today, presented by Stephen Ritson. And that starts on the 16th of November, 2 weeks from today. So we wish Stephen the very best of luck to that, and I'm sure it's something that a lot of people would be interested in, because Stephen, very clued in and very much keeping us up to date in the whole Brexit story for the last number of years anyway. So look forward to that. The countdown to Brexit starting on the 16th of November. I think it's time to take another piece of music. I mentioned when I was doing the birthdays, our very first birthday was one of today's. Yes, Sonny Knowles was born on this day, the 2nd of November. He's no longer with us, unfortunately, but here he is. He was a wonderful entertainer, great singer, and a gentleman, somebody I had the pleasure of announcing and introducing on stage on a number of occasions.
There's nothing left for me of days that used to be. There's just a memory among my souvenirs. Some letters tied with blue, a photograph or two. I see a rose from you among my souvenirs. A few more tokens rest within my treasure chest, and though they do their best to bring me consolation, I count them all apart, and as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs. Be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just because those words were spoken. I love you, yes I do. I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm going to write words oh so sweet. They're going to knock me off my feet. I'll put kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad that I got them. I'm gonna smile and sing, I hope you're feeling better. And I close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I make believe it came
lovely voice of Sonny Knowles and Among My Souvenirs. I am going to take a very quick commercial break. Come back to me, please, after that. And I will introduce you to a lady by the name of Áine Gleeson, an entrepreneur based in Ennis in County Clare on the west coast of Ireland.
Live on Era, presented by Ger Sweeney. Live on Era, presented by Ger Sweeney.
Welcome back to the programme. A number of months ago, I did a project for the local enterprise office in Clare. And the local enterprise office helps small to medium-sized enterprises. And what it does, basically, it offers a range of services. Sometimes it's funding, sometimes it's mentoring, sometimes it's offering them courses at reduced prices. They do a whole range of different things. And they're dealing all the time with entrepreneurs and people who have good ideas, and they just might need a little bit of assistance, and they mightn't even know that they need a little bit of assistance. And I did a series of podcasts that would be really and truly worth your while listening if you are a business person or if you're somebody that has it in your mind to go into business. And I interviewed a number of people who were clients of the local enterprise board. And the podcasts have gone down a treat. But I thought to myself that entrepreneurs, no matter where they are right now, they're experiencing the same kinds of problems. And they've had to shift their businesses. And they've had to think laterally, think outside the box. And they've got to try and do the best for their customers, for their own existence, and indeed for the existence of their employees. And it's not been an easy time. And it was a great opportunity to talk to some of these people, this series of podcasts. And one of the ladies and one of the people that I spoke to was a lady called Áine Gleeson, who has a company called Wowee.ie. And she really does give everybody that listens to this a very good insight into starting a business, how to reach out and accept the help that's there, how to look for it. How to think kind of outside the box when she's told that, look, maybe you should look at doing this particular course because sometimes up there or sometime up the road, it might come in handy. And she has done that. And I have edited this because the whole thing wouldn't have been relevant for what I wanted for this program. But to listen to what she has to say about her business and her association with the local enterprise office will give you, I think, a lot of ideas and will give you an insight into what goes on in the life of an entrepreneur. Let's take a listen to Áine Gleeson as she started by telling me what her business was all about.
Wowee.ie is an online gift business helping people around the world to source very special gifts for special occasions, events and celebrations in their lives.
When did you get started?
Would you believe it's nearly 16 years ago now? It started in my house very organically. I was embroidering Christmas stockings for my own three children when friends and family saw them and asked me would I embroider some from them. The following year, I decided to turn it into a mini business while I was at home with my children. And I bought in 24 Christmas stockings and was so worried that I might have trouble moving them. Did up little leaflets and sold them all very fast. And that was my ding-a-ling moment where thinking there could be a little business in this.
Now, we're currently at the out of the Kilrush Road in Woodhaven, as we call it. Yeah. And you didn't start here, did you?
No, so I started at home in the playroom at home, would you believe? And progressed to a wood log cabin that we got out the back to move the business out of the house. And within 2 years, I quickly outgrown that as well. So I think this is my sixth premises now. Wow. I'm here for 5 years and it's 5,000 square foot of a full fulfillment centre for over 1,000 gifts online. So it's a busy centre now. It's a long way from the playroom at home.
It is. Yeah. And tell me about the layout of the business here. So there's a little showroom at the front, as we might call it.
There's a showroom at the front where we can lay out all our gifts that we can help with photography, with social media. There's 9 different fulfillment stations for all the different personalized processes that we have. So we would have embroidery, we have engraving, we have printing, we have all kinds of painting that goes on and crafting. You'll see little centres for glitter, for little gems, for packing, for quality control. And they're all different processes that go through for every gift that's handcrafted here in Ennis.
It's Wowee.ie.
Yeah.
But was the internet a part of it from day one?
No. it was Wowee because we were specialising in baby gifts, and it was names that my children came up, and we wanted to bring the wow into the gifts. And we also didn't want anything that kind of set us in having to just sell something. We wanted a broad name. And one or two people who'd received our gifts went, Wowee, and we went, that's it. Checked up to see was the name available, and it was, and we stuck with it, and it's been great.
Good. Now, we're here today because the local enterprise office, Clare, is instrumental in helping small to medium-sized businesses like yours. Mm-hmm. When did you first come into contact with the Leo and Clare?
I think it was in 2005, and I went to them, Ger, with a very, very modest business plan, and in fairness to them, they didn't laugh. They had great respect for it, and I think they believed in me and they saw potential in me, and they immediately said, yes, we can help you. We can possibly help you to buy an embroidery machine. And at the time, that was huge to me. It got me from handcrafting the chain stitch into being able to mass produce on a low level.
When did you go online? When did all of that kick off?
So I was part of the Information Age program. First, build your own website out in Ballymaley. Mm. There was eight of us on the course, and I was actually the very first e-commerce business in Clare. Wow. And very proud of that. And I suppose that's really given me the edge on online selling, because I was there from the beginning. We had to build with code. It wasn't any glamorous templates like that are there now. So it really helped me, I suppose, have the edge. I was competing, would you believe, on the same page as Google with Disney and Littlewoods for my personalized Christmas stocking.
Really?
There were only three searches up there. Now I think if you search the same term, you probably have 250,000. But that was a light bulb moment to me to see, oh my God, the potential of what I can do from my home. I'm now competing with Disney and Littlewoods, and then there's Little Anya, but on the same page with the same opportunities. And where else would you find it?
Where did you get your business acumen? Where did the whole business, what were you doing before this?
I actually ran a post office here in Ennis, County Clare, for 5 years. And before that, I worked in customer service for Sky TV in London.
Right.
Always wanted to do something for myself. Always had a fascination with people's names. Why people called people by that name. You know, why parents would choose a name. Mm-hmm. The different spellings of names. Really had an interest in that. So to be able to bring that along with, I suppose, the drive I always had to have my own business. The business wasn't planned, but how lucky am I to be able to have a business with personalization and have my love for craft and business all in one. I'm very fortunate.
And you seem to love it.
I do love it most days. You know, there's so many challenges running a business, but I still come in that door every morning. I believe in it. I still look forward to coming to work every morning. There's so many challenges running a small business on a daily basis. But I think once you know why you're running it and your loves for it, it makes running the business easier. My business has been a great success from day one. Year on year, month on month, I've seen sales increases. That keeps me going. I get inspired by the feedback we get from customers. They're beautiful comments.
Lovely.
I get inspired from my wonderful people who I have working here. We've 9 wonderful people here who bring their crafting and great ideas and their expertise to our gifts to bring joy to people around the world every day. It's a lovely, lovely place to be with some fantastic people every day. I've been in other jobs where that wasn't there.
Okay.
And I'm so lucky and privileged to have it here.
Good. Now, you said back around 2005 was your first time encountering the services of Leo here in Clare. And in 2020, you're still working with Leo.
Yes.
So through the years, what have they done for you? How have they helped Áine Gleeson and the staff here at Wowee?
They have been unreal. They have been my go-to for any kind of challenges that I've had in the business. They've given me expansion grants. They have rang me up and suggested courses that might help my business. I've probably attended about 30 different courses, Ger, in the 16 years, and every one of those have been beneficial. Every one of those have put a different slant on the business and given me help that I would have had to pay a lot for otherwise. They've given me employment grants. They've reached out with lean programs. They've put me forward for things that might be relative to my business that I would know nothing about otherwise or have to spend a lot of money. During COVID, and I'm sure that's something we'll talk about in a minute, you know, the Clare Leo were unbelievable.
You were very fortunate when COVID-19 struck, because at that point, the shutters had to come down on high street shops. and to come down in businesses all over the country. And a lot of people were scrambling because they weren't online already. They didn't have an online presence and they were fighting against the likes of Amazon. You were already online. So did your business change dramatically during COVID?
I came from the Friday night before Ger winning the Clare Enterprise.
Oh, congratulations.
Of the Year Award.
Wow.
Where everything was fantastic. All my ducks were in a row. We had rebranded. We had a new website. 2020 was it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to lie to you, it hit me like a ton of bricks.
Did it?
And people said, but you're lucky you're online. However, if you look at the top bar of my website, it was communion. It was christening. It was wedding. Every one of those just died overnight.
Mm.
Not alone that, but anybody who had work got for them wanted a refund and wanted to change dates and wanted to deal with it their own way. So it hit me hard.
Okay.
As well as the regular business that we would have, which would be babies. Thankfully, babies are still being born. However, our customers' mindset just completely shifted. Nobody was buying anything online. I think personally, my whole focus became paralyzed.
Okay.
I had to let my 9 wonderful people go because we weren't an essential business. I couldn't bring anybody into work. My business orders stopped. I mean, I think there was one day we took €39.
Mm-hmm.
It just seized overnight. I think the fear of God was in everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All the WhatsApp jokes were now not funny. They mm-hmm. were reality.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a very hard lesson for me. We've been through recessions. We've been through everything. Nothing prepared you for this. And while I traveled for the whole of January and February to international trade fairs where I see Asian people wearing masks, I think it's like anything, until it actually comes through your own door,
mm-hmm.
it's very hard to visualize what it's really like. The building starts to echo. The only knocks I had in the door were deliveries of stock that I no longer needed for communions and christenings that was fully paid for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any resilient program or anything could prepare you for the diversity that was now ahead of me. How was I going to cope? How was I going to manage? And could I even trade?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to get advice from people. It reminded me of being at school, being out by the wall for something I didn't do.
Right.
And trying to work around that, and everybody had an opinion, and we were all kind of governed by the next news that was on and how many cases and how many. And yet my problem wasn't my health. How lucky was I?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the virus. Nobody mm-hmm. I knew had the virus. None of my wonderful people here had the virus. I then had the home situation where my 3 adult children were home from jobs, home from colleges, trying to manage it themselves, trying to help me. You know, the fridge was constantly empty from having a routine. So the home dynamic, the work dynamic,
yeah.
all turned on its head. It was a very crazy moment. But something happened about a week after. I said, right, okay, I've got a great business here. I've got a great advantage on people. I have a wonderful family who now are at a loose end who could help me.
Mm-hmm.
I have an online, very strong online presence around the world. I have a whole building of stock. I need to look at this through a different lens
okay.
and see how I can turn it into an opportunity. I started looking at what people were searching for online, and the mind shift changed from not buying anything to, okay, I need to reach out to people. People looking to send things to people working from home, like little kits for working at home.
Right.
Gift sets, people struggling on the front line. You know, we people, my mother's 90th birthday is in Donegal on Saturday. We are gutted. Is there any way
yeah.
we can get her something? Is there any way we can reach out to my sister? She's actually got the virus. She's in trouble. She's
okay.
isolating. We don't know what to do. We love her to bits. We can't visit her. We can't reach out to her. What have you got? So we actually changed all the tabs on the top, removed all these occasions that were now postponed, and we changed it to thinking of you. We changed it to wellness. And we changed it to working from home. We changed it to birthdays delivered.
Mm-hmm.
We then tapped into the psychic of the buyer's new problems. Because we all have problems, Ger. Every customer has, I suppose, things in the day that they're trying to solve.
They've got their own lives, yeah.
So every business out there is actually solving a problem with a service or product they have for mm-hmm. somebody. And we had to look into the psychics of how we could tap into that. It then went the other direction in that the business came in tenfold when we started marketing towards the new opportunities, and we couldn't cope. On 3 different occasions, I had to turn off the website.
Wow.
Never in my 16 years had that happened. And I almost felt a bit guilty saying it.
Okay.
Because so many businesses were on their knees. But it's amazing when you actually look at what you have and find the positives and find the opportunities, there's usually a way of getting around it. So that was a huge shift for the business.
The 30 courses that you would have been on because of the local enterprise office here in Clare would have been responsible for allowing you to think like that, wouldn't it? Think outside the box and think laterally.
Every one of them paid off. One that springs to mind is the Lean program. I pay for refuse here every month. Had no idea, but when you're out there embroidering shawls, for example, to take the packaging off a shawl. There was out packaging, there was inner packaging, mm-hmm. there was clips, there was staples. I was filling bins every day with stuff I didn't need. Got onto the supplier and he said, oh, that's the way it's come, love. You've had that 23 years and you're not going to change it. And he said, you can take it or leave it. And I said, I'll leave it. He said, sorry. Mm-hmm. I said, I'll leave the order. I'm filling recycling bins. So he said, on this occasion, he said, I'll unpack all the blankets, for example, and I'll send them to you tomorrow. It arrived all unpacked. He rang me the next day. He said, I thought of a lot of names to call you yesterday evening when I was filling my recycling bin. He said, I see exactly what you mean. Wow. Got onto my Chinese supplier this morning and they're sending us everything without any packaging. And they're delighted because they don't have to source packaging.
There you go.
So out of me thinking lean, filling those bins, getting onto the supplier who got onto the manufacturer, actually everybody's happy. I'd never have seen that at my desk, Ger.
You're saving money. You're helping the environment.
Big time.
And it's got a knock-on effect.
Big time.
Wow.
I couldn't believe what one phone call, and actually by doing that job myself, because I pay for refuse, people fill the bins every week and off they go. But for me, actually fulfilling the orders myself, my eyes were open in so many avenues, and that's just one example. So in a way, the COVID-19 from a lean perspective was actually a gift to my gift business.
You said that 2020 was going to be the year, and the Friday before this whole thing kicked off, you were top of the world, as the man says.
Yeah.
And you had a plan for 2020. You had a plan for 21, I'm sure, and a bit of a plan for 22, because when you're in business and you're successful like you are, that's what you do. How has that changed now?
It's changed in a few reasons, in that the three new avenues that we've worked out were never in our plan.
Okay.
So we have them, but also the occasions that we had kind of written off were all just postponed.
Okay.
We've christenings coming out our ears at the moment because the priests are all back to work since 2 weeks ago and they're announcing christenings everywhere. They weren't taking calls up to that. So we've got, you know, people on our chat system saying, hello, can you help us, please? You know, the priest has said we need our christening on Friday. I need a shawl. I need a candle. We need it now. I want to shop Irish. I want to shop local. So the weddings are now being rescheduled. So all that crying that I did is actually going to happen in 2020. So if anything, Ger, my business is going to spike, which is fantastic.
With all that was going on during COVID and while you were at home, and as you said, you had to let the nine lovely people that are working for you here go. So you would have had your own difficulties with that. You would have had your own difficulties with your own family because you were all together and so on. Where did you find the time to sit down, clear your head and come up with a plan?
I walk and run a lot and I get a lot of mind mapping done in that. At the beginning, we weren't busy with orders either. So all those first few weeks and with all the plotting and planning, I had lots of time, trust me, to try and plot through it. I did struggle. I put in serious hours. There were some days when I was doing 16 hours. I was in here at 6 a.m. trying to fulfill orders and trying to place orders with suppliers, trying to get orders out of countries that were in lockdown to fulfill my orders here. So there was daily challenges. I'm also a consultant and mentor for other online businesses. They were really struggling, Ger. So I was trying to organize Zoom calls to tap in to help those on their knees. They're good clients of mine, and Claire Leo, who are very good to send me other businesses who they thought I could help. So that was all going on as well. I never worked as hard in my whole life.
Really?
But for some reason, when you see results, you know, I could see my orders coming in. I could see orders coming in for my clients, you know, trying new tactics, working on countries where the borders weren't in lockdown. You know, I got a message from one of my clients. You're not going to believe this. It's only a small order, but it came in from Abu Dhabi during the night. I'm so excited.
Wow.
So we had businesses that were never online in County Clare with the help of Clare Leo. I worked with them. They're now online taking small orders. And then we businesses within Clare and around Ireland and the world who had an online presence but never had the time or the energy or really could see the need to develop it. And with the help and a digital in marketing structure and strategy, they could see orders coming in. They could see the light. That's inspirational for me to be able to see the help that I can give people actually working.
And again, that's because of your involvement with the local enterprise office here in Clare.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm guiding, I'm helping, I'm showing from what I've learned and what's worked for me. It's not textbook stuff, it's real.
Yeah.
And I think that's why so many come for help to me, because I can physically help them. I can show them on my website what I did before and after. I can show them what I learned on the courses. I can show them, you know, about creating ad videos, what works, what doesn't, the timing of them, the punchlines of them, ones that haven't worked for me and why. That's great stuff.
Where now for Wowee.ie?
All the plans that we had for 2020 and 2021 are still online. We're working towards working with more corporate identities.
Okay.
And they are really trying to reach out to their corporates who are at home now. So we're establishing new gift sets that tap into that market. We're working toward wellness. We're trying to work smarter. We're trying to work with our eco packaging, where there's one piece of packaging, not a box in another box, etc. They're all my plans for 2021.
Okay. You've 9 people working for you. Do you see that increasing?
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah, with your new ideas that you have for the different sectors.
Yes, we've one of the changes that we've implemented, we've actually closed our showroom to the public and our business has gone 100% online.
Okay.
This was something that really shone to light over COVID. A lot of the issues and problems and expectations in the showroom were never online. So if you go online, you see something, you're getting exactly that. We want to work smarter. We want to be more efficient. We want more processes. We want more procedures in line so that everybody knows what everybody's doing. It's just working smarter, really. To grow my business, I need to go 100% online. We're excited about it.
Finally, did you pick up new customers, brand new customers in the last few months?
We absolutely did.
Great.
And the website I use, we give you all that data and analytics. But from the people that we've sent, we're lucky, I suppose, we often get 2 customers back. The person who's sent it will possibly reorder and the person who's received it. And we can see the trends there that they are coming back to us, which is great. We've also got people shopping online, Ger, that never shopped online, who would only come into our showroom. Oh, no, I'd never go online, you know, unless it was a very cheap Ryanair flight. I'm not going online. We have them and we can see their trends and they're ordering 3 and 4 times. You know, one of our customers is 89 years of age and loves to tell us that.
Wow.
And she's online ordering, you know, sending to her great grandchild. Can't wait to hug you. Cannot wait to see you. This is such a hard time. And sending you love and hugs. It was very moving to see the messages coming from those people. So they had to act. They had to go online themselves. They were looking for a portal to help them. And we were able to help them. And from that, we've got their family members now ordering. We're heroes in so many
ways.
It's
homes. Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. So yes, we've got new business, which is great. And our business that we thought was gone was only postponed. It's coming back. So please God, 2021 will be a good year for Wowee.
Anya Gleeson from Wowee.ie. Wowee is the right word for it. You're a busy lady. You're a very straight talking and clear thinking woman who has got a fabulous business, obviously, going. I wish you and your 9 staff and maybe those that come on board as well in the future the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
I think that's a fascinating story. And she's a wonderful business person and a jolly nice woman as well. If you would like to hear more about her business, you can listen to a longer version of that particular interview on the podcast series. If you'd like to hear it, there's only 8 of them there. But it'll give you an insight. Different. There was some lady doing creative clay. We had Hurley makers. There was people in the Burren in County Clare making coffee. There was an Irish chocolates manufacturer in East Clare. There was the spring water person that's, you know, bringing water out of the stones in the ground, basically. There was a man that invented something to help people with their backs. So a lot of interesting people there. If you go on to where you get your podcasts and just search for Enterprise Office Clare, or Making It Happen, but there's a lot of Making It Happen podcasts that have nothing to do with that. So if you search Enterprise Office Clare, you'll get a handle on what I'm talking about. And thanks to Anya and indeed the Clare County Enterprise Board for allowing me to play that today as well. Let's have some music. Here's the Hot House Flowers, because Liam O'Wanley, the lead man on that, is celebrating his birthday this week. Here's a song called Forevermore.
I'm sitting on my own by the fire again, and the healing is turning on. I've been just out drinking, and I feel my mind is gone. And the flames are dancing like a ballerina, reminding me of you. And the night that we fell through
this week with the Hot House Flowers and a song called Forevermore. That's it for this part of the programme. I'm going to take a very quick break. Come back to me just after that, please. I have still the Irish number one to come for you. And I have an old bit of news from home as well.
Live on Era, presented by Ger Sweeney. Live on Era, presented by Ger Sweeney.
Welcome to the final part of the programme. Now, one of Ireland's best loved performers. He's been around for a long time and he's still going, I'm glad to say. Unfortunately, there are no live gigs, but if there were, he'd be doing them. He certainly would. A man called Dickie Rock. He represented Ireland way back in the 60s in the Eurovision Song Contest. But on this very day, back in 1964, Dickie Rock was at the top of the charts in Ireland with this song.
Candy store. For true love is the treasure of treasures. When you're only 17, at 17, it's a thrill,
it's a thrill
to dream someday.
A great song. It's called The Candy Store. It was number one in Ireland on this very day back in 1964. We'll have another former number one for you next week on the programme. Now, the number of births in Ireland has fallen by almost 20% over the last decade, according to newly released data from our Central Statistics Office, the CSO. The number of births has fallen by 18.8% since 2010 and 1.3% since 2017. There were 61,022 live births in Ireland in 2018, with 31,306 males and 29,716 females born, according to those figures. The 2018 total was 14,151, lower than 10 years previously, when there were 75,173 live births. Meanwhile, the average age of mothers who give birth in 2018 was 32.9 years. That's some interesting stats. You know, I was thinking about it because those figures came out a couple of days ago. I just thought I'd give them a mention for you. And I was trying to figure out why would the birth rate have fallen so much. And I reckon it's because a lot of the young people actually left between 2010 and 2014, maybe 15. And that's probably part of it. But that's just me thinking. Nothing at all scientific in that. Another story that I took note of in the last day or so is the number of people in Ireland in emergency accommodation has slightly decreased in the last month, according to the latest figures from the Department of Housing. But charities say more progress is needed to ensure more people find a home in time for Christmas. New homeless statistics show that 8,656 individuals were in emergency accommodation in September, which is a decrease of 46 from the figures in August. Last month, there were 6,073 adults and 2,583 children in emergency accommodation. The number of families accessing emergency accommodation has shown a small increase, up by 8 to 1,128. So there we go. Just some more statistics for you on things happening in Ireland. Will we take one final piece of music? I think we should. I did say to you that she was working, I think, as a cashier in somewhere like Tesco. And she entered this X Factor or something similar here in Ireland a number of years ago and won it with a fantastic voice. She celebrates her birthday this week, so we say happy birthday to Mary Byrne, who was born in Ballyfermot in Dublin. Here she is with the song that's called I Just Call You Mine.
Sometimes to make sure I'm not in a dream, that's how it seems. close my eyes and breathe in the sweetest moments I've ever known. And it feels like home. But who am I? Not much of anything. And there you are, turning winter into spring. Everyone who sees you always wants to know you. And everyone who knows you always has a smile. You're a standing ovation after years of waiting for a chance to shine. Everyone calls you amazing. Yeah, I just call you. And just a word from you somehow seems to fix whatever's wrong. You reach into the weakest moments and remind me that I am strong. You've got to know I'd be a fool not to see or even worse. To forget, you're more than I deserve. And everyone who sees you always wants to know you. And everyone that knows you always has a smile. You're a standard. Everyone that sees you always wants to know you. And everyone that knows you always has a smile. You're a standing ovation after years of waiting for a chance to shine.
The lovely voice of Mary Byrne, who celebrates her birthday this week. That's a song called I Just Call You Mine. That's all we have time for today on the programme. Before I go, can I say a big thank you to Anya Gleeson for her contribution to us and her insight into what it's like to be an entrepreneur, particularly in 2020 and trying to plan and do all sorts of things like that. Thank you also to our Spanish-Irish cultural advisor, Jose Antonio Sierra. And most of all, thank you very much for listening. I hope that you will join me again next Monday between 6 and 7 for another Live on Era. Until then, from me, Ger Sweeney, look after yourselves and each other. Bye-bye now.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this programme, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.